Okay, so Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph starts with the new Mishnah. And now we move away from the Matan Aniyim, and we move to more general halacha tzedakah. None of you were there, but a few years ago we did some of these sugyot in the parallel in the Bavli, which are in the first parak of Bava Batra. So the Mishnah says, "In pochatin la'aniha over mi makom l'makom mikikar befundayon." So we'd mentioned this in the previous Gemara. So if you have a traveler who's not staying overnight, and you have to give him a minimum amount of bread. So how much is that? So the minimum amount is a loaf that can, that weigh that costs a pundayon marasan besela, when for a sov wheat cost a sela. So i.e. half a kav. And again, as we explained in the previous Gemara, so the Gemara said, okay, well, half a kav, how do we deal with the fact that it costs money to make bread? So the Gemara there had said, well, you subtract a third. At least that's how we understood it. You subtract a third for the amount that it costs to make the bread. However, in the Bavli says that if the baker provides the wood as well and not just, you know, the effort and the like, so then he actually gets half, right? He cuts off half because it's 50% expenses, 50% the actual making of the bread. And some of the Mefarshim try to incorporate the Bavli's Perush into the sugya. Now it could be that Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli. It could be that the Yerushalmi assumes that the poor is doing some of the work and therefore is minimizing costs. All that is possible. But that's the first clause of the Mishnah. Then it says, "Lon, if he stays overnight, lo nozen lo parnasa lina." So then you also have to give him enough for spending the night, a place to sleep, a bed, bedding, plus extra oil and beans to eat with his bread. According to some of the Mefarshim, that's what Tosefta means. The Tosefta in question, let me just read it for you quickly. This is Perek Dalet, Chet, Ein pochatin lani over makom makom mikikar befundayon me'arba sad mesela parnasa lina shemen ve'kitnit. The Tosefta Kipshuta notes all the places where this girsa is quoted. Now the Bavli doesn't seem to agree with this, right? The Bavli had said parnasa lina is matzah ve'keset, right, which are the bedding. So it could be that there is a machloket here between the simple pshat, the Tosefta, and the Bavli. However, and so again, it could be that this is just extra food. If you look at Derech Hamuna, and this is Perek Zayin Nunchet, he says Shemesh yuchal ladlik balayla. So this means oil that you can light at night. Even on Shabbat, you only have to give one candle. And then he goes on to Hanukkah. Kidneyot is so you have something, you know, tasty with your bread at night. Yesh omrim shashem im ze'etapat. Right, so it could be that both the oil and the beans are food rather than lighting. Achila. Now the nafkamina would be what happens if he comes after dinner but before bedtime. Right, so if it's about food, so it's only if he comes for dinner. If it is after, if it's about sleeping, it's his candle to go, you know, to read at night or whatever you're giving him, or so he can find his bed at night, or safely get to bed at night. So then, even if he came after dinner, it would be, you'd be chayiv tzarach iyun in kain lama dafka imlon notin lo et zeh. But he says, of course, the problem is that the simple pshat is you only give it if he's staying overnight, and if it really was food and not, you know, and not dinner, so then, sorry, if it's really stuff for sleeping, if it's stuff for dinner and not sleeping, then it shouldn't be about sleeping. It should be being there for dinner. In the footnote here, he notes that that you have different shittot, right? That the to see more, and then you look at the Chasid David on the Tosefta on the Mincha Bikurim. He notes the Mincha Bikurim suggests that maybe for every meal you give this, which of course complicates this. But let us continue. Shabbat. If he's there for Shabbat, notin lo mazon shalosh seudot, then you give him three meals because we have a chiyuv to eat three meals. Plus the Tosefta, that same Tosefta notes that not only that, but you also give him a fancier meal, right? So the Tosefta says Shabbat noten lo mazon shalosh udot shemen v'kitnit dag v'yerek. You also give him oil, and you give him some legumes, and you give him fish, and you give him vegetables, right? Because it's not just that you have more meals on Shabbat, but you also have different quality meals on Shabbat. So now the Mishnah transitions to the two main institutions that we have of tzedakah, which is the tamchoi and the kupa. So the tamchoi was like a the tzedakah plate that you would collect donations and would be given out for that day, and therefore they weren't only given to residents. The kupa, on the other hand, was for the residents. And therefore, this was a weekly collection, weekly distribution. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Mishesh lo mazon shtei sudot." If you have enough for two meals, lo yito min atamchoi. So you can't take from the daily collection plate because that was meant for people that day. Since the tamchoi was the kupa was a longer term thing, so mazon arba shtei sudot. If you don't have enough food for 14 meals, I mean 2 meals a day, what about Shabbat? So the Rashi Rilio notes that even though on Shabbat, you have 2 meals a day and then you have 3 on Shabbat, so maybe what you would do is you would put, you'd have the second meal later in the afternoon. And that would work. Now you wouldn't have, right, he writes, what you would do is you would, right, you get two a day. So the night meal, right, like of, you would just, you'd move it up. I mean, you wouldn't have Malava Malka. Right? So like the meal that you were supposed to eat, right? Because you get two per day. So the meal you'd have, let's say Motzei Shabbat, which is you would move into Shabbat, so you'd have 3 meals on Halachic Shabbat. You wouldn't have Malava Malka. So the Rosh Tzeilio says it doesn't matter. He says V'avgad the Rinhatam the Olam Misadaram Shulchan Motzei Shabbat. Ani Milim and Efshar. Like maybe Malava Malka is only for people who need, and therefore you'd have essentially one meal on Halachic Sunday and 3 of those meals on Halachic Shabbat. So you still have 14 meals. During the week, but they're not going to be equally divided. So that's how you would get there. Va'kupa nigmeid b'shnayim, the kupa you collect with two. right, the Bavli explains that you, right, there's a certain amount of srara here of authority, and you don't want it to be you don't just give people power to individuals. Umidchaleket b'shlosha, when you divide it has to be 3 because of the calculations that are required when you give it out, we assume it's some sort of Beit Din. There are other understandings in the Gemara Bavatra exactly how you get to this. And if you're interested, you can go back to some of those shiurim there in terms of what we learn from the sugyot about Ne'amanut, right, about trustworthiness and transparency in Halacha. But there's a lot to cover in this Gemara, so we're not going to be able to go through everything. So tamchoi b'chol yom, so now the Gemara clarifies some of the things we've said, that the tamchoi is collected and distributed each day. Kupa me'erev Shabbat le'erev Shabbat. Kupa is on a weekly, on Friday, every Friday, so weekly. Tamchoi l'chol adam, and therefore because it's daily, so tamchoi is given to any person, whether they are local or not. The Gersa and the Bavli is ani olam, which seems to be the same basic meaning. Right, meaning that it's anybody. Now, the Mishrishona suggests that it's anybody except for the local residents, because the local residents are already getting from the kupa. However, other posts, Drisha and others, say that no, the kupa, even though you gave for a week, you would give more minimal food. But even the people who were taking from the kupa could take from the tamchoi, because the tamchoi was more generous. And they would get more food. So these are really two types of ways of supporting the person. The kupa is collected by two people, distributed by three. Shchuna Amar Tamchoi Bishlosha. Tamchoi should be collected by three. Shuhu Alatar. Where he says that since it's going to be immediately divided up because it's right collected daily and distributed daily. So if you need three to distribute it, so then you need three to collect it because they need to be there. So you can't have. Right, so you wouldn't want to have two and then three, because then you're going to delay it. Now you could have said, well, the same thing about kupa, right? So the Meiri writes that no, the tamchoi was perishable food, right? Because it was daily, so it could be right that people could provide things like that, and therefore, right, it was collected and then distributed, whereas the kupa could use more money and things like that, right, you know, which they would then buy resources, and therefore you have a little bit more flexibility. Alternatively, the Rosh Terilio just says, look, if something is daily, so to have, you know, a different number of people is really annoying, right, to constantly be changing, whereas once a week, it's not the the biggest deal. Right, he says, every day, just a pain. You don't want to have to be looking for an extra person when you're distributing it. We don't appoint less than three administrators to give out charitable funds. Anachami, what's the proof? Dine mamanot v'shlosha, because monetary courses are judged by with three. Dine nefashot, lo kol shekein. So for sure, dine nefashot. Where I said, well, if dine nefashot, right? Because dine nefashot k'tzedaka, their lives depend on it, which is an amazing statement, right? That because the poor depend on the tzedaka, dividing it is defined as dine nefashot. So Gemara says, if that's good to you, as from Mishloshev, it's really that you need 23, which is, again, just a shocking, shocking equation, because it really seems to be viewing it as Dina Nefasha, which really gives a different perspective on what Dina Nefasha are. Right? It's not just capital punishment, but it's anything that has to do with human life. So he says, no, because, so why don't we? Because Adam Mitzamet Lon, who Misake? He said, if you really required that 23 people, no one would ever be able to collect or give tzedakah, forget it. It would just be, it would be crazy. Just to go back a minute, right, so now we've seen why you might need three. It's just worth noting in this context, the riff has a different explanation of the difference between the kupa and the tamchoi. I mean, he says very simple that the kupa, which is collected only once a week, is for the local people. So you have an idea of how much money they need, and you don't need to be constantly doing assessments for how poor are they, what do they need. Whereas the tamchoi, where everything, you know, you're constantly doing assessments, you want that based in present. Now the Yerushalmi, right, seems to not, it doesn't sound exactly like that, right? It sounds like more that it's the practical thing, and that's how, right, that it's annoying to collect with two and then find a third person. That's indeed how Rashi understands the Bavli. Okay, so the next line in the Gemara is Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Mamid Shnei Achen Parnasin. You can't have two brothers as the representatives. This, of course, makes sense, because once we're talking about it as a type of a formal din, that's why you need three people, so you're not going to want brothers who can't serve as judges. And Rabbi Yossi bar Chadmon train Achen, Rabbi Yossi once, you had two brothers serving as the Gabbai Tzedaka, and he removed one of them. Or in a different Gersa, he chose only, right, the two brothers were up for the task, and he only chose one. Al Vamra Kumehon, because Loshanim Tzilishponi Dvar Averi, says it's nothing wrong with the guy. He's a big tzaddik. Elishen Mamid, Shneachem Parnasin. But we just said that you can't have two brothers. And why did he announce it? So he announced it because he didn't want people to think that he found something wrong. No, it was just the number of, it was just that he was brothers. Now, the Gemara in Bava Batra, on the other hand, says that Rabbi did appoint two brothers. So there could be a machloket Bavli Yerushalmi. On the other hand, it could be that no, maybe you're, that brothers are allowed to collect, but they're not allowed to distribute, because that's where we said it's like din. Rabbi Yossi ala Kafra. So Rabbi Yossi went to Kafra. Boy, Mukmei lon Parnas, and he wanted to appoint Gaboyt stock on the people of the city of El Kabbalah, but no one wanted to accept the role. Either out of humility, or possibly out of fear that they would abuse their power, right? They were Yirei Chet, they didn't want to be punished for that. All of Amar Kumehon, Rabbi Yossi went and said, Ben Bave ala Pakia. Ben Bave in the Beit HaMikdash was in charge of the wicks of the menorah. He would adjust the thickness for each night to make sure that it was enough oil so that a half log of oil would last exactly for the night, which obviously depends on how long the night is, summer or winter and stuff like that. Another girsa in Gemara Yoma is that Bave is charge of the of punishing the Kohanim who didn't properly get involved in the Goral. So he was in charge of whatever it was, something relatively insignificant, and he is counted there amongst the greatest leaders. There in the Mishnah and in Yoma, but you're being appointed to care of people's lives. So for sure, I know it's not great, but you should, you know, there's risks involved, but you should take the job. Rabbi Chagai would point the administrators, have a mat and lena raita. He would have them hold a Torah. That's how the Mar Fulda understands it. The Gra says no. Minasa hayotam lo. He was saying you have to be a talmud chacham. So he would test them. Right, he would test them and make sure that they were talmidei chachamim. Lomar shekol srara shenitna mitora nitna, and this either the testing of the Torah or the presence of the Torah would be making a statement that authority is granted through the Torah because of the Torah. Now again, either it's symbolic according to the Mara Fulda, that you have this the Torah there to make this point, or according to the Gra, it's obviously much more direct. It's that you're testing them in their proficiency in Torah, and only then are you granting them this position of authority, which very much shows that the position of authority depends on the person being a Talmud Chacham. And what's the pasuk? The pasuk is, be yimlochu melachim yimlochu bisarim yaseru, that through me, right, this is the Torah personified is speaking, through me the kings will reign, through me officers will rule. Ruchia barba mekayim archonin, and Ruchia barba said that the Torah would sustain leaders. An archoyin, right? It comes from like arch, which is related to monarch. There are some other, they're a little machloket exactly the etymology going on here. But let's leave it now. If you assume that the issue is having a sefer Torah there, so where's that come from? So the Alei Tamar suggests. So he says, "Ayin mashkotu b'Sanhedrin perak bed alochavav k'shemelach starach lichtov sefer Torah lishmo achreish kvar nia melech k'mashkotu v'ayak yishivto al kisei malachdo v'kadlo dar azod avam kadav sefer Torah lefneishin licho tol melech lo yatzidei chovato rikilu nichlo avotav sefer Torah." He notes that a king has to write a Torah. This is not true here. You don't have to write it. Right? A king, a mamish, a king, he needs to write his own. You can't even inherit one. El dekan hayazim simli, but this is symbolic. Shamelach v'parnat tzrichim lishpot al pi haTorah lo chokei chukei tzedek. Lam lo matzino davar zek b'melach shatino lo sefer Torah b'shad am lacha Torah. So it said the king has to write a sefer Torah, but there doesn't seem to be a Torah present. But he needs a Torah, so he says, "So where does this all come from?" He says, "Shum nivskarti b'pasuk b'malachem bet." He quotes the pasuk in Melachim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu amlachat Yoash, that by the when Yoash became king, by Yitena Lavan and Ezer Edo Eidut, that he put on the crown and the Eidut, Perish Rashi, and Eidut Sefer Torah. He says, aha, you see that in fact there was a Sefer Torah symbolically there by the anointing of the king, and therefore maybe this is the source. El Charach Ion Charach Tivat Sefer Torah Hamelach Lichtov Achasher Nasamelach Efsher Gvanet Rashi Nando Olav a Sefer Torah Shiyata Shkomasav Yasal Piatori. So it said maybe this isn't the Sefer Torah he wrote, because that he has to write later once he's king. Maybe Rashi's point is that you have a Torah there to symbolize that he has to follow the Torah, and if that's the case, so then that may be a source for this. Okay. He also notes that there might be a minhag that when you choose a new gabbai in the star in the shul, you do it on Shabbos and you give him an aliyah, you give him hagba or hatzah achnasat sefer Torah as a commemoration of this. Of this minhag. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Parnas, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Lezer was the Gabbait Staka. Chadma nochet levete, once went home, and Amr lon, maya viton. And he said, what did you do while I was gone? To the member of his household. Amr le, ata chatsio, said a bunch of people came. V'achel v'shatav and salon alach, they ate, they drank, and they davened for your well-being, right? They celebrated and davened for your well-being, because you're such a tzaddik. Amr lon, leka agar tav. He said, that is, that's not good, because I don't want honor. I want reward and shamayim. If they're doing this bad. So nachetz mantinan. Another time this happened. Amar len mayavit. So he said, "What happened while I was gone?" Amar leyat chatziyav chori. Another group came. Vachlo v'shatun vachlenuch. There was a group that came. They ate and they drank and they cursed you out. They belittled you. Amar len ahak. Don't eat kagagertav. He said, "That's the best, right? Don't be don't be discouraged, and underappreciated, For that, you're going to be rewarded, right? If you do it not for honor, you don't care what people say about you, so then Hashem will really give you a schar. Okay. So Gemara then tells another story. Rabbi Yaakov boin mimenite parnas. They wanted to appoint Rabbi Akiva, rather. Omer lo, nimlech go veit. He said, let me ask my mishpacha, let me ask my family, his wife, his children, whatever, because, for better for worse. Communal responsibilities take a toll on your family. So nimlech go beite, achon batre. They followed him. Shamon gale the imar almanat mit galmanat benvazia. They heard him saying, with the consent of the belittled, with the consent, rather with the consent to be belittled, with the consent to be shamed. Right, meaning his family said to him, really, you want the tzara? Everyone's going to make, all the tzara, they drive you crazy with this? And he said, yeah, I know that, but ain't mala sot. It's worth it anyways. Rabbi Babar Zav, the Amr, Palgun Rav, the Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Yochanan argued, Chan Amr, Medak, the Ken Biksut. So one say, no, you have the same sugyo in the Bavli. One say that you have to investigate before you give someone clothing. If tzaka, does he really need it? But for food, if he needs food, you give it to him immediately, which is indeed how we paskin, right? So sometimes this is this happened to me once that sometimes people ask you for money, but sometimes they just ask you straight for food. And I remember when someone once did that outside of a supermarket. I was like, in Medakta, if you actually ask for food, so you give him food. So I just took him, he happened to be next to a supermarket. So I literally just took him into the supermarket and bought him food. I asked him, what did he eat? I put on my credit card and yalla. And some say, even by clothing, we don't investigate. Because of the brit of Avram Avinu. What's the brit of Avram Avinu? So here, there are a lot of very interesting shitos. The Marafulda says, one is just, one possibility is, look, he's a Jew. It's a bizayon. It's just disgraceful for him to be walking naked, so you should provide him with clothes. Even though, look, I mean, it's not a big kavod to be taking staka and being a burden on society, but still, you have to give him kavod. V'yesh lefarsho brito mamash. And some say he's actual Brit. Now, what is his actual Brit? If you look, where to go. In the right, so if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he says, meaning if he doesn't have clothes, he'll literally be naked, and the brit, right, the mila will be uncovered because he will be naked. And it's a bizayon to leave someone in a situation where he's naked, and therefore his mila is uncovered. The Aleg Tamar has a longish discussions about this, and he says, no. Brito Shalva Mavinu, the Torah says, Breshit Yudchet Yutet, that God chooses Avram because Kiyadim Lamana Shir Yitzavet, Banavet Beto Acharav, Lasod Stako Mishpat. But God chose Avram because he was going to educate his children to follow the ways of God, to follow Stako Mishpat, justice, and Stako, which is either also justice or charity, which means that the very what it means to be a Jew, right? What it means to be part of the agreement that God made with Avram and his descendants is to have the midah of chesed, and that's what it means. Because it said the midah chedek maspik yachol adaktiv. Rami v'nei brito shalvinu. He said for pure chesed to be one thing, but our obligation isn't just chesed, but it's lifnei shurat din to go beyond, up above and beyond that. That's who we are. It's a very long discussion of exactly all the implications of this and the qualities in Yevamot that we talk about in terms of Avram Avinu, the descendants of Avram Avinu. He has other interpretations, but that one I think is important. You can look there. Where did I just lost my place? There we go. Matnita pliga manda amrav betzuruk ein medaktikin. Now this challenges the first statement at least, challenges the brayta, which says that even for clothes, we are not medaktik, right? Because the Tosefta, after giving the list of all the things we give to the poor, say that, well, this is not when we don't know who he is, but if we do know who he is, we even clothe him, which implies that right, if we don't know him, then we are medaktik, right? So here it says we're not medaktik. The Braita is less clear. Okay, so Gemara says no. Patra levichvodo. So Gemara says no. The Braita says you check him for clothes, but it depends. So clothing him, you give him without investigating. Clothing him levichvodo, right? Up to his stature, which is a higher one. So then look. So basically, what it says is you have one Braita which says that you are medaktik by clothes, one which says you're not. How do you deal with it? So if he's naked, obviously you put something on him. You don't check. But if he says, look, I'm poor, but, I'm a corporate lawyer. I just, and I can't do my job if I don't have a suit, from Brooks Brothers and, expensive, and I won't be able to get back on my feet without that. So that, investigate his story before we do that, right? Because the halacha by tzedakah in general is definitely, if you have the resources, you're supposed to not just provide tzedakah, but bring him up to his previous living standards, which the Gemara goes through in the sugyot in the Ketubot. Fine. So the Gemara then continues. V'tani chen, we have this explicit in the Braita, when do we not know him? When we know him, and everything lefichvodo. So you see that it's only lefichvodo, that it's the higher level of clothing. That's when you start investigating. Unless you know him, and then you don't have to investigate. But to clothe him, so then you clothe him even without this. The Gemara says, "V'atanim zot shloshim mam liksot shisha chadashim." The Braita says that for food we wait 30 days, and for clothes 6 months. Now, so interestingly, what does that mean? So the Gemara here seems to assume that that means we wait 30 days to give him food or in 6 months to give him clothes, which implies that we investigate for everything. So the Gemara says, no. You got it wrong. It's not that we wait 30 days or 6 months before we give it to him. No, but only, right? Litain. That's how long we wait before we force someone to contribute. For 30 days, he has to start contributing to the kupa. But if there's a clothing fund, so then we wait 6 months before we make him contribute to the clothing fund. It has nothing to do with the person getting stuck. It has to do with the person giving stuck. So the now the Maram Chaviv seems to understand that somewhat in the question, but then his answer is a little bit different. He says, no, it's yet a third thing. Is at what point do we allow a person from another city where he might have a support system there to switch to the support system of our city? And there, the rule is for 30 days for food, 6 months for the clothing fund. So that's yet another interpretation here. Where it says, Vatani Limazona Shloshim Yom. But wait a second, don't we say that for food it's 30 days? And the fossil sacrifice chamber is Chodesh for taxes, it's 12 months, right? And communal charities. Clearly, this is about contribution. So again, this is a little bit complicated from Ram Chaviv. Hakad Ma'ita Lito, which implies the other one is about the person taking tzedakah. So the Gemara says, Odi Lita and Ma'alufas and Tzedakah Shem Asar Chodesh. No, the first part is also referring to the amount that, how long you have to wait till you contribute to the tzedakah. And the second right is saying, when it says for taxes and for charities 12 months, the charities here are not clothing and food, but Beschar Sofrim U Mishnah. That's yet a different tzedakah that we wait a year before we collect from you to contribute to the salary of basically the public schools, right? The communal Torah institutions. So that already, communal institutions and Torah, that you wait longer before you're considered a resident for those purposes. That brings us to the top of Ayin and Mishnah Zayin.